Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host in studio, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Our head of production, our co-host, Seth Habacker.
Good morning.
In studio.
I was going to say, why don't you ever say he's in studio?
It's just a given. That's all. Yeah. I'm always here.
We share this place. And, of course, the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. Let's kick things off the way we like to with our good friend, Brittany Merlot. Brittany, you brought the sunshine again.
Oh, you got some? You're lucky.
A little bit right now.
We'll take it.
Soak it up, because there is none in Wausau at this moment, and I just know we're going to be cloudy for a good chunk of today. So I'm glad you have some, because some light drizzle, some sprinkles are going to be moving in by this afternoon, probably after lunch or so, and they kind of stick with us through this evening as well. Now, the good news is I think our temperatures are going to stay warm enough overnight that no flurries or spotty snow will mix in there, but tomorrow morning, still a chance of some drizzle. Then we're going to stay mostly cloudy through the day, but high temperatures, still pretty comfortable. We're going to hit 50 today. We'll hit 50 tomorrow. The skies will clear. The sun will return. And for Friday, we're going to be into the mid-50s, starting that warm up into the weekend. Saturday looks fantastic. It's going to be the best day. Highs at about 60 degrees, mostly sunny, very calm and comfortable. And then Sunday, we get to hold on to that for most of the day, but we do have a chance of scattered showers and some storms possibly into Sunday night, and that continues into our Monday as well. But the heat doesn't stop. I mean, we're still hitting the mid-60s on Sunday and again on Monday, too. So I can't wait to not wear a jacket anymore. I'm ready to put it in the closet or pack it away.
That sounds awesome.
You are so brave. I don't know if I'm ready to do that yet or not. I in my office, I have my snowsuit, just in case.
I have not put my snow shovel away yet. You're welcome.
You never know.
Got my moon boots all ready to go if I need them. We appreciate you, Brittany. You have a great morning.
You too. Thanks.
Thanks, Brittany.
Best in the business right there, joining us every morning right in this time slot. We got a good bunch of good things coming up for you, everybody. We're going to have the El Cafe birthday and anniversary club right around the corner. A little bit later, we're going to get into the Quality Plus Printing Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Wicked awesome.
Phil Hartley will be joining us. We're going to talk about the de-hooterizing of Hooters.
That's the weirdest statement ever.
That wasn't a word before, but it is now.
Just got to let that one sit there.
They're not going to have any more owls there?
Yeah. week, ladies and gentlemen.
Nicely done. And we'll kick off the 9 o'clock hour with some fun. We're going to have our Girl Scout cookie tasting test.
Yes. Yeah.
Actual cookies eaten actually in this studio.
Yes. We're looking forward to that. We're going to drag Lauren here to help out with that, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
A lot of crunching going on.
I will do my best to get as few chewing sounds on the airwaves as possible.
The most hated sound for James.
We'll have some entertainment news for you as well, and before we wrap up, we got to get into this one right here. The what's an old person habit you've adopted because it's actually a really good idea?
Hey.
We'll get into that one.
The wisdom of old people.
I want to start up the show telling you to go somewhere else. take us with you. American Heroes Cafe is going on right now, everybody. Going on till 9:30 over at Crossview Church right here in Wisconsin Rapids. This is all for all veterans, military, police, and firefighters. You are welcome. Spread the word about this event and make sure that we get all of our friends over there having a good time and hanging out.
Yeah,
it's a great event.
Hoping they're having a good morning as well. We've got a start in a couple of places here. And for the in-studio crew, I ask you to look at the screen because we got to get into this one. There's visual components to this one, which is always great for radio. Well done, James. Great job. Several mountains in China are having escalators added to their side so people with mobility issues, older folks, and quite honestly, lazy people, can get to the top to see the view without having to hike up them. It's like having a gondola style lift, but it's a little escalator, which makes some sense. A gondola would just shoot straight up, which escalators allow for multiple places.
Right. Yeah.
I'm going to show the gang here a little bit of a video of this.
Wow.
Oh my goodness, that's a really huge mountain.
That's impressive. Oh my gosh.
That is a huge mountain.
The local reaction has been mixed. Some say it's great that these experiences are more accessible, and others say it takes the quote fun out of hiking up the mountains. Naturally, these escalators are very expensive for mountain resorts to install, and they're also not for the faint of heart.
No.
If the escalator, you know, if any escalator has ever, you know, intimidated you. And this is relatively new thing. It's unclear what happens when these outdoor escalators break down, especially if they stop working midday or midway.
Right? You get stuck halfway up.
Yeah.
They do have stairs.
Or halfway down.
Side, of course,
I mean, you can just walk down the stairs, but if you have mobility issues and you're counting on being, you know, just like zoomed up there.
So right
still
away,
an impressive feat, I gotta say.
It is.
First off, I think it's impressive just the building of this.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, just that
the
alone.
The feat of
logistics of figuring it all out. Yeah.
As somebody who grew up in a construction family and just loves architecture, I cannot tell you how much more I want to look into this one and just the building of it itself. And for the audience at home that hasn't seen this, this isn't like your mall escalator, your single escalator that goes up or whatever and everything. They've got two right next to each
one
other.
One goes up and one goes down. It looks like.
So imagine just the designing of this. Like the human ingenuity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why do I keep using that word when I have such trouble with it?
It's the right word, that's why.
It's such a interesting thing there. Now, my question for you guys, for our audience, would you do this? What do you think of this? Do you think this is fair? I have to say, for me, I like climbing, and I love the idea of mountain climbing. I haven't gotten to do a lot of it, but I've done a little bit of it. To me, I would want to do this. I would want to hike it myself, like quote unquote normal, and before I would take the escalator.
Mm-hmm.
But after I've done it once, I got no problem taking that escalator a million times. But I would have to be able to say that I did it, like, and I would probably be telling everybody up and down the escalator, you know, I've done this before.
I climbed this before they put these in.
I like the idea of, because it's in sections, it's not like one long escalator.
No, and there's pauses and part of the way, and you can stop and you can enjoy the view, and then you can continue on.
So you could take part of it walking and part of it on the escalator if you wanted. You could do both. So, I mean, if you want to take a ride for a point. And, you know, one of the things I just thought of is, you know, riding up, you get to get more of the view.
Right.
While you're, because you're not actually concentrating on climbing.
Your footing.
Missing your steps or something like that. Yeah.
Right.
So you can actually watch it while you're going up, which would be pretty cool. Because the views, woo, those are amazing. My goodness.
And where I am at right now in my, let's just say, fitness level, there is no way I can climb a mountain. I mean, like, Devil's Lake might be difficult right now. So, just being real. This, I would do this. Does it, you know, like, visually looking at the mountain now, does it kind of impact the beauty of the mountain? Well, yeah, absolutely. It's got a giant constructed escalator going up it. Mm-hmm. And some of the negative comments on there, this is not a mall.
True.
And it takes away from the beauty of the mountain. I mean, those things are true.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, how many things have humans done to this planet? And you know, we've got, our footprint is here. It's not going away.
Right.
And there's more than that mountain in China.
Mm-hmm. When I was living out in California, we went to the top of the mountains, and it was one of the coolest experiences I had. But on the way up there, we had to take a break because it was just, you know, it's such a journey and everything.
Right.
We drove up there, so we weren't even hiking. We needed a break because of the altitude and some of that.
Yeah, the air.
So we step out to take a breath, and I'm looking at the off the cliffs, off the bluffs, and everything, and it's so beautiful. And then I see all these $1 million houses just hanging off the bluffs and everything, and it just it looked really. It took away so much from me.
Yeah, I can see that.
When I first got to California, and I'm looking out at the ocean, and I'm calling up my brother to tell him I made it okay, and the view, and I'm looking out there, and I'm not looking for more than a minute, and all of a sudden it's the oil tanker. Like, and it's just kind of like, so to your point, Melissa.
The romance, you know, kind of goes away quickly, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I don't know how this sounds, but if one senior wanted to do this, worth it. Mm-hmm. Worth it. Worth
I mean,
it. They've never, done it before. They've never gotten to do this before.
How many people have worked their entire lives just to get to retirement, and then their bodies fail them?
Yeah, and they can't do the
and
things they
can't
wanted
do
to
the
do.
Things they wanted to do because they had to work their whole dang life to get to that point to be able to relax and enjoy and look at the view.
Yeah.
So, climb a mountain. Yeah, I agree. I think that that's a great thing. Climb a mountain. Use an escalator.
Go for it.
Every mountain.
it's you that did it.
Oh, I didn't even like that musical. Why did I
was wondering which one of you. I was wondering which one of you was going to do it.
A deer, a female.
Oh, stop it!
Deer.
I didn't give you license.
I can
do
sing them all.
I'm sure you can. God,
got a new segment. Mel sings show tunes.
Just snippets, though.
10 seconds of each.
That's it. That's all.
Boom. Yeah. Musical done.
So I want to pay royalties.
Yes, exactly. Copyright laws. One more for you here, and this is a local one, so we have to touch on this one because that's what we do around here, local news. Nobody can report on this area like we do. Local radio matters. The Wisconsin Zoo, searching for a pair of escape otters, said one of the animals was nearly caught in a trap by the attempt, but the attempt was foiled by a meddling raccoon.
Oh!
Meddling raccoon.
Otters and raccoons teaming up.
Oh, no. This sounds bad.
Don't miss the headline here, everybody. This is the true headline.
Yes.
The new zoo and adventure park in Green Bay, which previously revealed North American river otters Louie and Ophelia escaped during a March 20th snowstorm. We talked about that on the show.
Yeah, we did.
Right.
Well, they shared a video recently of a camera set up to a monitor to at a trap located near the zoo. The zoo said at least one of the otters has repeatedly visited the traps, but only attempted to enter the contraption after it had already been sprung. Quote, raccoons have, let me get this big here. Raccoons have unfortunately impeded some of the other efforts, even setting off one trap not long before an otter arrived and tried to enter it.
Oh my gosh. It's coordinated.
Let me spring the trap for you, buddy.
Yeah.
Otters said they are now attempting to use raccoon-proof traps. To ensure the fugitive otters.
Now the bears are going to get involved.
You know. Just for any of our listeners who are worried, these are our friendly traps. Like, it's not going to hurt the otter at all. These are
traps,
live traps. They're safe.
Yep. I am looking forward to where they go with this as a team, where otters and raccoons go. But I think it should be interesting.
Again, the next Pixar movie.
Yeah, it's definitely the next Pixar movie. Or our
otters
next,
and raccoons, the revenge. Hey,
maybe it's our next political party. I don't know. I don't
otters
know.
Otters and raccoons, hey.
All bets are off.
You know, I mean, otters hold hands.
Yeah.
So that they don't get lost.
Raccoons
wash their hands
and their food. You know,
see,
there you go.
I think
clean.
Our political parties need to do those things.
Otters constantly have a table with them. Always.
Yeah.
Always got a table with
them.
That's true. Always have a table.
That's true.
I don't know, but that seems like something I would vote for.
That's very resourceful.
Definitely wins me over.
Right.
They're always relaxed when they eat.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Maybe we should make raccoons the head of Health and Human Services. They'd probably be better than what we have now.
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
It might not be bad. Well, the current guy eats them. So I don't know.
And he gets brain worms.
Yeah. We've got the El Cafe birthday and anniversary club. We got a lot of fun lined up for you coming up right around the corner on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. It's time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we can celebrate you and our favorite friends over at El Cafe. Treat yourself. Get on over there today, everybody. 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Got some amazing specials lined up for you, along with some wonderful posts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Be sure to follow them on social media, everybody. They got some great ones over there. Be sure to check that out. Buy local, support local, support the good things that are going on over at El Cafe. Get over there today, everybody.
Mm-hmm. And have a great meal, whether it's breakfast, lunch, you're going to have good food.
Yep.
And we appreciate you getting us your birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you, everybody. Email us, info@WFHR.com. You can, of course, direct message us through our Facebook pages, and you can call on up.
That's right, 715-424-2600. Or just a touch or two away on that Civic Media app you have on your phone, because it's free. It's awesome. You can stream us anywhere.
Looking forward to talking with you. Awesome. Be sure to join us, everybody. taking a look at our list, I need a one or a two, Melissa.
Two.
All right, come on, it's just two numbers.
I had to think about it, Seth.
She put care into it.
I did.
Sure she did.
We first up want to wish a very happy birthday to a couple of Civic Media members. First, Caleb Rortvedt.
I think is how you say Rortvedt. That. Yes.
It's just Caleb. Yeah. Happy birthday, Caleb.
Caleb is amazing. He is.
Oh my gosh, he's
our
fantastic.
Main web guy, and he does some amazing work. Oh, he's so good.
Yes, he fixed. So he busy fixed too. The things, and now they work, and it's amazing.
Yeah, shout out to Caleb. Great guy, and appreciate the work, Caleb.
Yes.
Yes.
And we take a moment to wish an extremely big happy birthday, and I mean from everybody in town. I want all of our listeners, every single body, to wish a happy birthday to the soul, to the heart of this station, Pam Hilke.
Happy birthday, Pam.
Happy birthday, Pam. Woo-hoo! I know she's listening.
Yes, happy birthday, Pam.
For decades, she has been here at WFHR, helping everything run, whether it is what you hear on these airwaves, scheduling-wise, or just answering the phones and greeting people. Among the, let me double check here, 25,000 other tasks that she does around here.
And has done over the years. Think of all she's done, all the stories she has of WFA. I mean, so great, a wealth of knowledge.
Absolutely. If I need to know the history on something, I go to Pam first.
That's right.
Anything great, anything about this station that you have enjoyed out there? We know we've got listeners who have been listening to the station literally their whole lives. I've heard from many of them over the years. It starts with Pam.
Yep.
It starts with Pam and what she does for this station and this community. Because I think that I focus on the station so much, I don't always took a bigger perspective on what she is, her impact on this community and the different things she does out there.
Yeah.
Really, really appreciate you, Pam. Love you. We appreciate you.
We hope you have a fantastic birthday.
And I hope I read that okay, because she wrote every word. No.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no way.
The most humble person I have ever met.
Yeah, you will never meet a more humble person.
I almost did a spit take there. That was timing.
Well, have a good one, Pam. We'll talk to you soon.
Happy birthday, Pam.
We want to wish a happy birthday to Anthony Aldi.
Happy birthday, Anthony.
Happy birthday.
Tone is works over at Stoiber Healthcare and is married to Dr. Aaron over there. Great guy. I guarantee you, if you start talking to Tony, you might still be. And I mean that in the most positive, wonderful ways. Great, great guy.
By the way, also a fabulous masseuse. That is what he does, and you can ask Beth about that.
He
does
really
an amazing
good.
Job. Yes.
Yeah, he's really good and a great guy. Enjoy your day, Anthony. And our qualifier today, Nancy Brandle.
Happy birthday, Nancy.
Enjoy the day, Nancy. We wish you a great one. We encourage you to brag to all your friends, family, strangers, animals, anybody that you can tell. Let them know that you're our qualifier for our El Cafe's birthday and anniversary. Take a look at our celebrity list here. Lil Nas X is 26, Old Town Road superstar.
He's only 26. Got started early.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised we haven't heard much from him. Recently. Yeah. Just seemed like at that age and with the way his star was rising and everything. And if you like or you don't like the direction of country music, a lot of it goes with him and Billy Ray Cyrus and Old Town Road.
Yeah, that was a massive hit. My goodness.
Yeah, and a crossover hit.
It was.
And it kind of really set the stage for Post Malone and a lot of these other guys, I think, to cross over into that genre.
It's true.
And a lot of their producers to tell them to.
This is what you need to do.
Elle Fanning is 27. Dakota Fanning's younger sister. She is starring in the next Predator movie. You might know her as Princess Aurora and Maleficent, or Catherine the Great in Hulu's The Great.
Oh, I really like her. I've been watching a lot of clips of Catherine the Great. I want to see this show.
Those Fannings are great. Like, both of them are equally good.
She was very good in Complete Unknown.
Yeah,
as well. She does a very good turn in that one as well.
Yeah, she's good.
Her expressions are just awesome.
Her facial acting is great.
Let's see here. Kristen Stewart is 35. Most people, I imagine, will know her from the Twilight movies and everything. But like a lot of younger actors that kind of get that kind of big break in a franchise or a movie or anything like that, pretty much everything she's done since then has been very independent and going very much the other direction.
That's what she wants to do. Yep.
Yeah, and that's good. That's her choice.
You know, it's one thing. I talk about this a lot with Daniel Radcliffe, to be able to break type in that regard. I don't think I've given her enough credit for that, and I haven't given her enough credit for the boundaries she has been trying to push and do as an actor. Mm-hmm. And break. She had some pretty bad press during she that did. Last Twilight movie.
Very unfair.
That couldn't have gone more awkward or uncomfortable for everybody involved. Yeah. And like a lot of times in Hollywood history, who takes the biggest hits from this is the woman.
Yep. Sure
and,
does.
And she has taken a lot of responsibility for her own actions in that and everything, while also, I think, just still building a very solid career at a very young age. Yeah. And I have to say, I have mentioned her acting because I honestly haven't seen her act that much. But from what I've seen, and the people I trust that have cast her and everything, she's good.
Yep.
Good. Cynthia Nixon is 59. Miranda on Sex and the City. She also ran for governor back in 18.
Yes, she did.
I forgot about that.
Very smart. Very good actor.
Yeah. Dennis Quaid is 71.
Wow.
Another solid actor.
Yeah.
And then some people no longer with us. Hal Ketchum, born in this day in 1953, country singer, Small Town Saturday Night, Past the Point of Rescue, Hearts Are Gonna Roll. Mm-hmm. It's gonna roll, yeah.
fun country artist.
Carl Perkins, born in this day. Oh. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, rockabilly legend, Blue Suede Shoes, so many others. Man, he wrote Blue Suede Shoes.
Yes, he did, and if he did nothing else... Just that one song, it's a rock and roll legend.
Yeah.
And the everyone who's recorded it, I love Carl Perkins. He's one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm. It's always interesting to me to see these individuals share a birthday.
Yes,
you know? And I don't know if there was ever any crossover between them or anything like
no,
that.
No, but
it'd have been cool. And that is going to do it for our birthday and anniversary club.
All right.
One more time, I want to wish a very happy birthday to Caleb. Of course, a gigantic happy birthday to Pam Hilke. Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday, Caleb and Pam.
Yes.
And to Anthony and to, of course, our qualifier, Nancy Brandel. Happy birthday,
happy
Nancy.
Happy birthday, you everybody.
Yes.
Want to encourage you to check out the great specials and wonderful things over at El Cafe. I can't think of a better way to spend your birthday than heading on over there. Mm-hmm. Got some great stuff lined up for you. Join them today over at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great one. From all of us at WFHR. We'll have another birthday and anniversary club for you tomorrow, everybody. Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed.
And if you've never had a pork chop for breakfast, head over there because it's on the specials list.
Right on. Yeah.
I have had a pork chop for breakfast. But now I want one.
Right
now. I want to go now get a pork chop.
Okay. Bye, James. We're going to go get pork chops.
You guys have fun. just call up and let me know how it goes.
Okay.
We will talk to you in a booth. And we'll talk with you guys out there in just a minute on Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We're going to be joined by Seth from Quality Plus Printing.
Phil.
Phil. Pretty soon. Or Seth doing a Phil impression.
Yes.
There we go.
One or the other. It's been a busy morning.
Did you know I'm from Maine?
Nicely done. Nice. That's a pretty good one.
He likes lobster.
Very good. Limited.
I hope he's not listening. They're like, what? I don't sound like that.
If you haven't been to a Hooters in years, you're not alone. They have been struggling a lot.
Yes.
According to reports, they're about $300 million in debt, and last year they closed about 40 locations in the U.S.
Wow.
Now they're trying to attract more business by making a pivot to being a more family-friendly. They're calling it rehooterization, but it's more like dehooterization.
Yeah, really,
that's a really
it is.
Good word.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I don't think they really worded that well. You may not realize it, but Hooters and they are an offshoot of Hoot's Wings and have been increasingly family friendly over the past decade. So that place has already been that.
Hoot's Wings?
Yeah.
Hoot's Wings.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it. I like it, though.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
That's what they should just go with for the whole franchise.
Just redo the whole thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ownership says it's, quote, depressing to them that women would not want their families going to Hooters, even dads alone. They didn't say what exactly they'd be changing to make it more PG, but it's safe to say that, you know, they're going to be getting rid of the only reason people ever went there in the first place. journalistically, we'll mention, I've never stepped foot in a Hooters.
Nope.
Never had any interest.
Nope.
Don't see the appeal.
Nope.
Never did. But I will say that no business like collapses just on one thing.
No, their food is terrible.
This is the
there
thing.
You go.
This is all I've ever heard from people is that their food is terrible.
So, the wings aren't bad, but don't order anything else.
You know,
from what I've heard. Right. I've also only been there once.
sexism aside, that the business model is horrible to begin with. Just in general, all that they're doing to bring people in was obvious, and then when they get there, or the return customer has no interest because the food's not that interesting.
Well, right. And they probably can't keep staff working because basically they're extorting women because of a body part.
Yeah,
and that's not okay.
And they didn't pay their employees very well, it sounds like, and they
probably
were minimum
treat
wage
their employees.
Yeah. Right. Oh, and certainly that there's been stories of that over the years and everything.
Oh, many, many.
They
stories.
Should absolutely capitalize on the owl.
Yeah, exactly. That's what
Why
I was
not? Pivot to the owl. Everybody loves owls. Owls are amazing.
Yes.
They're cool.
I certainly don't like the idea of any business going under or any local people losing jobs or anything like that. That aside, I don't know that I've ever read a story like this and ever been like,
You kind of brought it on yourself.
You kind of brought it on yourself.
You didn't change things. Well, you could have.
And talk about, even when Hooters first came out, It seemed awkward and uncomfortable and not very kosher or anything like that, let alone in 2025. Where this has we've moved on beyond this as a society. And if we're being honest and just, all cards on the table, if you want to see skin, it isn't that hard anymore. I mean,
no.
Just go to Walmart.
Yeah. You can see it anywhere.
Food's cheaper, too.
There's nothing to pull you in there.
There's this thing called the internet. I don't know if you've ever heard about it,
this is maybe the least surprising bankruptcy you will ever see in your lifetime.
Right. It was a one note thing, and that note has now gone flat. Oh no. I didn't mean to do that.
I
had to finish the.
I saw it come across his face. Does he realize what he was saying? That was golden.
I have to apologize for that one. Everyone, the human race everywhere.
We would like to apologize for that last one.
I had to apologize this morning on the Pat Kreitlow show for mixing up Foursquare with square dancing.
I love that.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's early, and I hadn't had my coffee yet.
Foursquare, if they have any business sense, will jump all over that. They'll get all over that.
Nothing but square dancing.
Add in some dancing. Yep, come on.
It's you had a fun morning. Your autocorrect for your text was great, too. That was hilarious. Oh, my gosh.
I will be in Dodo today.
This is
instead of studio, Dodo. I didn't go to Dodo.
No, my autocorrect is really weird, okay? I tried to write tomorrow, and it gave me tuberculosis.
I hope it didn't give you tuberculosis.
No, but it's moved on from tinnitus.
These phones have gotten way too interactive.
Maybe it's a plot. It's something we don't know about.
That's a weird app. That's a weird app. I don't know what the business model of that is.
But I have to say that there are times where I catch it, like this morning, where I see what it did, and I'm like, I'm sending that anyway. Yes. And then I'm sending the correction.
Funny. It was good.
I did that to Heather the other day before rehearsal. I'm like, we will have to song to him. Sing.
You have a weird autocorrect.
Yeah, it was Andy's birthday, so we had to song to him.
I love that.
That's excellent.
I love when you do get something like that. You have to send.
Yeah, like sending this anyway.
You gotta do it.
We're going to be joined by our friends from Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Looking forward to that. I want to remind everybody a little bit later, we will be having our Girl Scout cookie taste testing test.
Yes!
We're looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun as well. And as long as we got a second here, I did want to take a moment to remind everybody of Wisconsin Rapids Community Tree Sale that is going on.
Yeah, it's going to be done soon, isn't it?
Yeah, it wraps up next Monday, the 14th, everybody. Mm-hmm. So if you'd like to order one, give Sue Winch reach out to her. You can do that giving the department a call at 421-8240. That's 715-421-8240. You can also reach out to them at parksdepartment@wirapids.org. parksdepartment@wirapids.org. Cash or check only unless paying at the Parks and Rec office. Payment is due at the time of the order. Mm-hmm. And they've got some amazing trees that are available for you. A pink sparkles crab, spring snow, fall fiesta, the Canadian hemlock, which is just a beautiful beautiful tree. The Japanese tree lilac is also available, and along with this, memorial plaques, if you'd like.
Yeah, which is cool. That's that a nice little cool. add-on there. I am strongly thinking about, so that windstorm we had, back 2019, it took out one of this really great tree that we had in our backyard.
Aww.
So we had to cut it down. And I've been thinking very strongly about getting a tree and replanting one there because we had such great shade and everything.
Yeah.
I want a new tree there. I don't like it.
Now's the time.
Those are
for sale.
They are.
The pink sparkles crab, the Japanese tree lilac.
I like crab apple trees.
It's beautiful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those beautiful trees.
Crab apple trees are
really,
great.
And they're really great for our natural foragers.
That's true.
Yeah, our local.
I hear they're good for us.
trees. Good. Trees yes. equal good. Very good. We solved it.
And it's also good to learn, and that's what we try to do in our next segment, is help you learn a new word of the day, everybody, with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Phil Hartley on the phone line with us. Phil, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here. Thank you. I tried to venture over, but my car wouldn't let me today.
So. Oh, no!
Darn vehicles.
I believe that is sabotage by somebody trying to... No, no.
Raccoons.
No, it's been a busy morning for you, man. Appreciate you being able to make the time. How are things going over at the shop?
Oh, doing really well. No, it's a great day. Anytime the sun's out, life's good for me. So, no, it's going really well.
What kind of projects are you up to over there, Phil?
So, you know, we get a lot of you know, summer events coming up, so people are start gearing up, and we do a lot of printing of posters and raffle tickets and things like that for people. I know, like, this weekend, Assumption has a talent show over at Assumption.
Mm-hmm.
Their posters and their raffle, and their entrance tickets for that. And so things like that coming up. The Mead has a big fundraiser, not this weekend, but next weekend, to help honor local veterans and local... police officers and EMT people.
That's
awesome.
Right.
And a lot of work with Jeremy over the Mead of printing posters and tickets for that as well. So upcoming events like that's kind of fun to see and help people with.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate the work you guys and your team over there are doing, Phil. Just a shout out to the Assumption Talent Show that is happening this Friday, 11 o'clock. Show begins at 7. And then they'll have a Saturday show as well that'll have a dinner involved with it.
Nice.
You can find out more by reaching out to them on their Facebook page or direct messaging them that way would probably be the quickest way for you to do that. Otherwise, if you have questions, comments, Elizabeth, you can reach out to 715-572-9703. That's 572-9703. We're talking about this the other day at midday. I want to make sure to mention that.
Yeah.
Boy, something knows me for that one.
Yeah. They told me that I'm too old for the talent show and everything.
Aww.
So
James.
I had a comedy bit all worked out.
Yes.
Phil, what is our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday?
Well, just to help you out, James, we're going to choose anodyne. And we'll choose it as a noun because it means something that soothes, comforts, or calms.
Okay, all right.
A-L-D-Y-N-E, anodyne.
Okay,
all right.
I don't know if I've ever heard that word.
Really?
I don't think I have.
It's not used very often, like you said, but I've heard it here and there. So
gotta admit,
I like it.
I thought his word was iodine at first.
That's an or antidote.
Yeah. Oh, good ones. That's a fun one, Will.
Not being in the trivia contest.
Yeah.
So, oh, yes.
Yeah, Phil, you guys got your trivia contest coming up.
The big
Weekend is the world's largest trivia contest, and we have a team at our house, so anybody over there out there listening wants to come over, the more the merrier.
Right on.
It allows me to have more people, isn't that funny? But it's true, and we have a group of people that are several, and it allows me not to play so much and be more of a host, you know?
There you go. It
stresses me when we have more people there.
So,
there
you go.
Happy to have
you. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
More brains.
Yes. Have a great time, and we'll be talking next week to find out how it went for you guys and everything.
By then, we'll see what happens.
All right.
Come on, it's a lot of fun, and we have a great time. So thanks for mentioning that. Get a couple more days of work, and then back.
Right on, man.
And the true work begins.
Then the fun begins. Yeah. Not work. It's fun, Seth.
It's work, fun work. Work,
yes.
Fun?
Yes.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Hoping you have a much calmer and good morning, Phil. Say hi to all of our friends over at Quality Plus, okay?
Yeah, we'll do. Thanks, you guys. Take care, all right?
You too,
Phil.
You
too. joins us. Phil Hartley joins us every Wednesday right in this time slot with another Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday for you. Be sure to join him over there at Quality Plus Printing, 3515 8th Street South, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. You can give him a call, 715-423-7440, 423-7440. Buy local support those that support our station. And, of course, this area, like the gang over there does all the time, putting so much into this community. And, of course, we encourage you to be a part of WAM Incorporated as well. They're always looking for hometown heroes. Let them know about some local people that we would love to highlight over there at WAM Incorporated.
Do great stuff there.
And be sure to follow them on Facebook. Share their posts on your page. You just never know who might see it.
And read their sign when you drive by, because it's always got great information on it.
Yes. We will take a quick time out when we come back. The weirdest things left in Ubers last year.
Oh, boy.
What could go wrong? We'll be back with more show coming up. Morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Big shout out to Phil Hartley joining us with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. That was fun. Appreciate Phil joining us. Be here next Wednesday for another Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday and support our friends over at Quality Post Printing.
Yes, indeed.
Making us smarter, printing our stuff.
Yeah. Keep in mind.
Love that.
That was good.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good.
Not planned.
We will kick off the 9 o'clock hour with our Girl Scout cookie taste testing.
Yum.
Yes. We'll find out which is the best.
It's for cookie. It's good enough for me. Yum.
We're looking forward to that. We'll have some entertainment news for you a little bit later. And even later in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to get into what's an old person habit you have adopted because it's a really good idea.
Yeah. So many. I'm probably all of them.
Yeah, I'm wondering how many. I think it's going to be. That's the thing. How many? We'll do it. We'll do each one of us will take a point for each one and see where we
find out how old we are. Really.
Uber released its annual Lost and Found Index that looks at all the stuff we left behind at ride shares last year. the most common things are unusual suspects.
Yep.
We'll get the usual suspects, I should say. Phone, wallet, keys, that kind of stuff.
Sure.
So we'll get into some of the other fun things on here. But I know we don't really have Uber or Lyft. In this state and around here and stuff. Certainly bigger cities do. Mm-hmm. There's cab companies. And that I would love to actually be able to talk to our local cab companies and how much this happens in rural areas.
I'd be curious about that. Yeah,
because I have taken so many cab rides in my life, and and usually it's a weird person in the cab, not an item. But that is here or there. I have gone into I have gone in once, and there was a caged cat. In the cab as soon as I got in, and I'm looking at it, and I get in, I tell the cabbie where I want to go, take me to the State Street and all this. So we're driving for a minute or two, and the cat's back there, and I don't know if it's the driver's cat,
right,
or if it's somebody left it behind. And I don't know what the right thing to do is. So finally I just say something. I'm like, there's a cat back here. And he hits the brakes. Just hits it when we're going downtown Chicago. He just jams on the brakes and start to look back there and trying to look back there, and he's basically going to get out of the cab. We're in the street, and he's going to get out of the cab.
Stopped in the middle of the road.
Just stopped in the middle of the road, going to get out and everything, check it out. And I'm like, oh, no, you know, I'm wondering if I should get out or what have you.
What's happening?
This guy, he doesn't get out, but he's looking back there, and he's asking me like a million questions about this cat. What color is it? The breed, all this stuff. And then he starts sniffling. And so it turns out, I never found out. I got dropped off like 5 minutes later, and I have no idea how this story ends. And I've wondered since I was about 30, 35, what happened to the end of this and everything. But I think he was maybe allergic to cats.
Oh,
that's
no.
That's got to be it.
I think so. And I think that's why he panicked so fast.
Yeah.
There's a cat back there?
And that's not even top five. Cab incident.
Now, still.
I do want to say, too, though, that I've also never met a bad cabbie. I've never met a bad one. I've met ones that don't want to talk, that maybe are you know, maybe a little locked in.
Talk too much.
Oh, yes, yeah, exactly.
Constantly talking.
I've never met a rude or a bad caddy. No, I've never met, like, every single one that I've had my whole life have been good people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We ran into a couple interesting ones out in Arizona where we took a ride to a place, and it was like a 20-minute cab ride, so it was a long time. And, man, they were chatty. They were very chatty. And we talked about it over dinner. I'm like, okay, so how about if we get the same person on the way back, or somebody who's really chatty, let's have a plan. Like, let's pick a fight. All right, we're going to pick a fight with each other. Four tines or three tines on forks. You know, like, I feel very strongly about this.
I love
my,
it.
My
love
date
it.
Wasn't in on it. He was let's just ignore them. That's not fun.
No, I'm with you. That was the right way to handle that.
When we were in Chicago a couple weeks ago, we took a couple of ride shares, and a couple of them, we got very quiet people, and that's cool. But we got one guy, man, he was great. I mean, because he was telling us about all the stuff, you know, where you're going, there's some really great restaurants there. Yeah. It's like, hey, have you thought about checking this out, kind of thing.
Well, that's
really
cool.
It's neat, but great.
Because cabbies know so much about the area. Like, they know those streets so well. It's very interesting. There was one time where we had a ride back from a place we were at in, I want to say it was in Utah, and we told our driver where we ended up, and she's like, oh my gosh, I'm glad you guys didn't get murdered.
Oh, jeez, man.
Somebody got knifed in that street right behind that alley you were in. I'm like, well, that would have been good information to have on our way down.
No excitement, though.
Feels like something you should know before. Beforehand.
Yeah.
Before. Let's take a look at what people left behind. Here are some of the more oddball things people left behind or forgotten Ubers last year. And they're in no particular order. A mannequin head with human hair.
With human hair.
Mannequin.
I wonder if they were delivering it.
Yeah, it was probably a wig.
Yeah,
obviously, because that's how they're stored. Yeah. And somebody just forgot it. But that's an expensive thing to forget, because wigs are $400 and up with human hair.
Yeah.
A Viking drinking horn.
Nice. Yeah. There was an obvious reason that was left behind.
Yeah, it was authentic. Was it an actual Viking? No, I'm just kidding.
A chainsaw.
Whoa!
Now, keep in mind, I mean, these are all city, like, locations that these are happening in and everything. So,
why would you let the guy with the chainsaw in your car?
In your car to start with.
Wow, that's a brave driver.
Yeah.
How do you forget a chainsaw? Like, of all the items in the world that you don't forget, I would say it's like, it's got to be a top five item that you're not going to forget.
Do I really need the chainsaw? Maybe I'll leave it here.
Maybe it's one he rented.
Oh, mate, what?
You know, I mean, have you heard about the maker spaces where they are let you check out tools and stuff? Yeah. Like, maybe that's
tool
kind
shares,
of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just please take this back to the library for me. I don't need it. I'm done.
A urinal. I don't know what that means.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know how you even transport something like that.
Like a porcelain.
I don't
urinal?
Know if I want to know how you.
No.
Or why?
Skate past that one.
I mean, maybe they bought it in a like an antique shop.
Maybe.
It could be a collectible.
But I collect antique urinals. So that's why it's brought it with me.
Who does?
This one's gold plated.
Who doesn't collect antique urinals? We have all grown up with a grandparent. Shrek ears. Shrek ears.
Okay. I didn't know that was a thing.
I love the image of somebody going to a costume party or something like that. They work so hard on their costume. They're decked out as Shrek, except the ears.
They forgot the ears.
Just everything's there except the ears aren't there. They're
and then they're frantically calling the cab companies. Did you find Shrek ears in the back seat?
Yes.
Or that was their whole costume. Shrek ears.
Yep, just the ears.
Now I don't have a costume. Oh.
Dang it.
And I
that's what you would do, Seth.
Yeah. Two mattresses.
Two? Not one.
Yeah, just
two. What kind of cab is that? That's a big cab.
I've never seen anything like that where there's I mean, all I can think is that they put the mattresses on top of the cab or something.
Or it was a truck or something. Or the car. I don't know. Yeah.
Or it was a van.
Cab.
Yeah, maybe.
Uber. I mean, so this is a regular.
So they have different size vehicles.
I've never seen. Yeah. Yeah. So maybe that's that. Yeah.
They request specifically.
How do you forget the mattresses?
The whole reason I got this
not
van.
Not one, but two.
And I left my two mattresses in there.
Not one, not two, but 15 hookahs.
Whoa!
How do you, Seth had a visceral reaction to that. Like, he just jumped across the room.
I don't know what you... I don't know... Like, are you a hookah salesperson? Are you... I don't know what that
one,
is.
One, maybe two?
And they're 15? Not small.
No!
They're not.
A unicycle.
Oh, nice.
Well, that mime is very sad yes, now. Yes,
very sad. Very sad. And potentially intoxicated and could yeah. not ride said unicycle oh, no. and then forgot it.
A drunk mime.
A DNA testing kit.
Ooh.
Ah, that's rough.
No.
A huge bouquet of 100 roses.
Also, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
That date did not go well. Did not go well.
No, I should've, got you 100 roses.
Should have went with
you.
One, buddy.
Yep.
Yeah.
100 was overkill.
Yeah. You show up at any person's, I don't care, man, woman, with 100 roses, they're going to freak out.
Yeah.
What?
I mean,
why do I feel like it was a first date, too?
Yes, like, I feel that like it probably was. Like,
this will impress them.
I don't know why this one's making me laugh. It's been making me laugh this whole time. A plunger. I don't know. I feel like, oh, God, the toilet's backing up. I got to run to the store. I don't have a plunger. You run to the store, you're coming home, and you get
you're
home.
Frantic.
And it's an emergency.
I left the plunger in the...
Let's hope it was a brand new plunger.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, please.
Please. A sewing machine.
Oh, that makes my heart hurt.
Yeah, that me too. Yeah.
Sewing machine.
10 live lobsters.
Ooh.
Wow.
What?
Imagine the driver. Must it smell like red lobster in here? Yeah. What is that smell? What the?
It smells like a fish tank.
Yeah, what's going on?
Divorce papers.
Oh.
Ouch.
Ooh. That's rough maybe on a lot of levels.
There's a good story there, maybe? They reconciled?
Yeah. Oh, I like could that. Well, there's no way to know. Why don't we just make up our own story?
Except if there's a lot of personal information on divorce papers, true. You probably just don't want them floating around.
No, you don't. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whether they got back together or not. Yeah, I think you're right on that one. Ozempic. I mean, you're leaving a lot behind already. I mean...
Here you go.
Thank you, everybody. Worked all night on that one.
I think a lot of people are just trying to drop their paraphernalia in the Uber. Yeah. The guy with the 15 hookahs, he's like, oh, man, I can't take these out. I'll just leave them here.
Hopefully you have wiped off all your fingerprints, too.
Maybe that explains the Cornish hens, too, because that is one of our last ones. Some Cornish hens were left behind.
Anytime you leave live animals, man.
Well, were they live, though?
Yeah, I don't know. Either
most
way.
Cornish hens I've seen are wrapped in plastic.
That's true.
I don't know that there's an
and
excuse
frozen.
Either way.
Yes, they won't be for long.
I don't know, but we will keep following these stories, of course, and let you know where they go and everything. I have so many follow-up questions to
yes.
almost
so
every
many
one of those items.
So many.
Almost every single one. We will come back, and we're going to have some fun with some Girl Scout cookie taste testing.
Yeah.
We'll be doing that. We've got Laura joining us for it. We'll get into that. And we got some entertainment news for you and plenty more coming up on The Morning Show.
This is Locally Grown Radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the...